VOA talked with two students in the Culinary Arts Program at Carlos Rosario International Public Charter School. Maxim Ola is from the Ukraine, and Isidro Dubon comes from Central America. They are studying to become chefs and work hard to make their American dreams come true. Maxim Ola was an actor and dancer in the theater in his home country, Ukraine. He fell in love with an American woman who was in the Peace Corps. Ola immigrated to the U.S. when she finished her service in the Ukraine. That summer, he showed his dancing skill in the Smithsonian Folklife Festival.
I came to the U.S. because I married an American girl and she finished her Peace Corps service. And then we have small project in the Smithsonian Festival, and we represent Ukrainian country on the Smithsonian Festival 4 years ago.
Ola found a different culture in the U.S. and learned to treat others differently than he had at home.
My wife told me it's different language, different culture, different mentality, and you need, she told me, you need to respect everybody. Hear people more gentle to each other.
Ola started to study English soon after he arrived.
When I came here, I don't speak any kind of words, just few words like, hello, my name is Max, and goodbye. I'm international program, cuisine. We study about each country's food, astronomy, history, techniques, and this is... For me, it's very help because every people started to cook in the French. This is history. And for me, new techniques, kind of techniques like bowling or macro cook or something like that. This is new and interesting for me.
Ola dreams of owning his own restaurant or a food truck one day.
My goal, I want to open small business, a food truck, Eastern European food truck, maybe American. If I study a lot of recipe, maybe I mix it, for example, each country and American, I forgot name that word, but it's like fusion. Oh, yeah.
Although he has a busy schedule of study, Ola finds time to keep up his Ukrainian dancing.
On a Saturday, I work in Ukrainian school. I teach folk dance children. I have 150 people. Yeah, I would teach Ukrainian folk dance. This is my hobby.
Isidro Dubon is like many students at Carlos Rosario, a public charter school in Washington, D.C. He comes from Central America. Born in Honduras, Dubon came to the U.S. when he was 16 years old. Dubon's brother had lived in the U.S. for some time. He encouraged Isidro to join him. Dubon's reason for coming to the U.S. was simple enough. He came to America, as many immigrants do, searching for two things, a better job and a better life. Before coming to the U.S., he expected to work hard. He hoped to one day buy his own house. He didn't speak English, but he did not think it would be a problem. When Dubon arrived, he was surprised to discover that it was very difficult to find work. He had not thought that his lack of English skills would stop him from getting a job. Dubon began studying in the English program at Carlos Rosario. After some time, he found work as a dishwasher in a restaurant. He worked hard and received promotions. Dubon's dream had been to buy his own house. Every time he paid rent for an apartment, he would say to himself, "Wow, that's too much money." Dubon decided to quit school and find a second job so that he could save money. His English classes at Carlos Rosario helped him understand how to build his credit rating, the most important factor for a home buyer in the U.S.
So After I found a job, I start to build my credit. And then after 3 years, I start to look at a house for sale. After 5 years, that process, I found a beautiful house and I bought it. And then when I had all this, I quit one job and I returned to the school.
When he returned, Dubon enrolled in the Culinary Arts Program at Carlos Rosario. He is taking a course called Culinary Arts Fundamentals, which exposes students to theoretical and hands-on training in culinary arts. The school put on a lunch at the end of the fall semester. It is called Achieving the Dream. During the lunch, students, families, local politicians, and community organizers came to the school. The goal was to give students practical experience preparing, cooking, and serving food. The lunch also served as an opportunity to ask for donations to support the school. Carlos Rosario is a public, nonprofit school that has had funding problems before. In the mid-1990s, the school had to close for a year because public funding was cut to adult education programs in Washington, D.C. Ola and Dubon assisted in preparing the lunch and worked as servers during the event. But problems came up during the lunch. Dubon's partner had to go help in the kitchen, so Dubon had to serve alone. He had trouble at first, but he says that he remembered his experience working in restaurants. The lunch, said a smiling Dubon, was a success. The chefs who teach him were happy with his performance. Dubon and Ola are both grateful for the education they have received at Carlos Rosario International Public Charter School. They are working hard to reach their dreams. I'm Jill Robbins.